Now, first of all, what has Donald Trump actually said? Of course, legendarily about the total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. He then went on to say as follows, that 50% of our country, of those polled, agree that Muslims in America should have the choice of being governed according to Sharia. Sharia, he said, authorizes such atrocities as murder against non-believers who won't convert, beheadings, and more unthinkable acts that pose great harm to Americans, especially women. Little wonder that after those remarks, there was a recorded rise in attacks against Muslims in America. Now, why do I argue for the exclusion of Donald Trump? I do so because if I can turn, Mr. Chairman, to the context of us having this debate. There is a uniquely awful threat facing our country, a generational threat of evil terrorism. We are now seeing terrorist arrests at the rate of one a day in Britain. Key to preventing terrorist attacks has been the patient building by our police service of good relationships with the Muslim community, through neighbourhood policing. That has been key to the successful detection of terrorist after terrorist in our country. And the nature of terrorism confronting our country takes two forms. First, it's the organised cells organised from Raqqa. And secondly, it is a strategy to radicalise the vulnerable, in particular those with mental illness. And in particular, those who suffer from the victimhood encouraged by ISIS.